Whenever somebody is asking me, so what is the true secret to success? What is that one key that is going to make me successful? Well, the number one thing is consistency. Today, I'm going to share with you how you can actually be consistent and make it work for you and get things done. Hi, I'm Catherine Louise. I'm a business and life coach, and I help women save time and money by mastering time management, achieve a work-life balance, and have happy and healthy relationships, self-development. Overall, I just truly love seeing women win. So if this is something you're interested in, please make sure to subscribe to not miss out on any future episode. I'm going to share with you 5 key strategies right now that you can immediately implement to actually be consistent. And I highly recommend sticking with all 5 of those strategies because I know that they're going to lead you to consistency, getting things done, and then actually you being successful, achieving your goals and whatever you set your mind to. Strategy number 1, and you would be surprised how many people are not aware of this, is set a clear goal. What I mean by that is you cannot be consistent if you don't even know what you want to be consistent in. That sounds so freaking obvious when you listen to it, but you would be surprised how many people are coming to me, how many of my clients are like, okay, I really want to be consistent. And when I ask them, okay, what do you want to be consistent in? What is your goal? It goes blank. That's like you're driving in a car having no destination. How would you ever arrive when you don't even know where you're headed towards? Same goes for if you want to have higher sales. Well, if you don't have a specific goal, let's say 20% plus, how do you know what kind of actions you need to take? How do you know what actions you need to be consistent on in order to achieve that? So, very first step, be very clear about your goal so you actually know what you need to be consistent on. Strategy number 2, and this is something I rarely ever hear anybody talk about, and I think that's a big problem because you have to know your why. So, having a goal really is one thing, but knowing why you're setting that goal is almost, well, as important and almost even more important. Just think about it this way. We're human beings. We're not going to be motivated 365 days per year. And I'm going to touch upon that a little later on. But what I'm saying is you have to know your why in order to stick to your goal. Too many people are failing their goals because when times get rough, when they hit those bumps in the road, and I'm going to tell you, we all hitting bumps in the road. It's inevitable in any business, in any careers. You're going to face some issues. Problems going to occur. That is what life is about. So the more difficult the situation is, the harder it gets. You will have to know your why in order to stick to your goal. I truly believe that's also one of the biggest differences between people who are successful and people who really struggle with becoming successful, is that when they're setting their goals, not being clear about their goal, not being clear about their intentions, and then specifically as to why, because that why is what's going to carry them through. This is when most people really start to question themselves and really start to struggle big time. Strategy number 3, and this is going to be such a big game changer once you implement that. So I'm loving giving this away to you right now. Be clear about your priorities. I think we have all been there, and it's a thing that's going to happen to every single person on this planet. The more you have on your plate, the more tasks you need to accomplish, priority can get mixed up so easily, and that is what's going to cause you to fail being consistent. Sounds logic, right? And this is now when it's really, really crucial to know your goal and what you're actually striving for, because when you know your goal, you automatically will be able to reverse engineer and check what your priorities need to be in order to achieve that. And once you have set those priorities and literally make a list and stick it on your desk, because that's honestly what I do. I've been struggling with this for the longest time, and I want to say it cost me a good 2 years because I've been trying to fulfill too many tasks at once. And guess what? Obviously, that was just destined to fail. So what I did is I was setting clear intentions about my goals, adjusted my priorities, and guess what? Being consistent was so much more easy. Strategy number 4, and I'm truly loving this one because this has helped create the most massive differences for my clients as well, is create routines. Now, let me tell you something about us human beings. When we have to think about the thing, it gets difficult quite easy, and then suddenly procrastinations appears out of nowhere. The more we have to think about something, the more we have to spend time on figuring out how to do certain things, the more difficult it gets. And this is why it is so important to create routines, to set them in place. So you will just have to execute them. Don't have to think about that. Honestly, especially in this day and age, we have so many amazing tools. Talking about AI, talking about you can hire an assistant, whatever you need, just make sure you know how to create a routine, like really create a follow-up plan. Set in place every single step you need to do in this routine, so you will just have to execute it. Having such routines in place will save you hours, and I mean it. It will save you hours every single week. And excuse me, ma'am, time is money, and we're not going to leave that money on the table, don't we? So make sure you have those routines in place. Strategy number 5, and this is where I'm referring back to the motivation part, because as I just mentioned earlier, as human beings, we have emotions. We're having good days, we're having bad days. We are not going to be motivated 365. It's just not happening. Just forget about that. This is when your why gets so crucial and important. But what you will need as well is outside inspiration, and even more so important, motivation. It is no secret that most successful people do have coaches, business and life coaches. Oh, hello. And that is not for no reason. Obviously, having a support system like that, and I love and appreciate so much how my clients are calling me their ace in their pockets, that obviously is for a reason, right? Having a coach is unmatched with anything else. So if that is something you're interested in, make sure to find somebody that you can truly trust and work with. Because in order to make any kind of coaching work, really, there will have to be a bond of some kind. And obviously, you don't have to work with me. You can work with any coach you like. But if you're interested in working with me, I will put the link down below. And then there are also people who really love listening to podcasts, right? I run an entire show on my podcast called 5 Minutes Monday Morning Motivation. That's a whole lot of M's because I do understand and am aware of the fact how crucial and important those, you know, just little quick pick-me-ups of motivations truly are. Strategy number 6. And boy, that is such an underrated one. And I truly want you to think about this one. You should really track your progress. I know this is not something really common to track your progress, except you're going to the gym or losing weight. But why wouldn't you do that when we're talking about your work? Tracking your progress is so important for us human beings because our brain is actually wired to only see like the bad stuff. And that is not because we're negative people, but that actually refers back to Stone Age. In Stone Age, we were dependent on realizing when there's any kind of threat or danger really quick, Makes sense, right? But that is something that somehow stuck with us. So we constantly need to remind us and our brains on the positive things. And tracking your progress is such an important tool for you to A, realize that you're actually progressing. It's like we tend to dismiss that so quick and, oh, that's just a little bit of growth, right? No, it's actually a big growth. You just haven't recognized it. So staying on track with tracking your progress is so important to keep up and really staying consistent. I would love for you to comment down below, what is your most favorite strategy in order to be consistent and actually get those things done? Please make sure to comment down below. And remember, you can and you will design a life you love at any moment in time. Thank you so much for watching and for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.